This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Lots of turkey. Proposed ordinance change, animal control.
Are we moving forward with this? Remember, the yellow highlighted stuff is what was the animal shelter asked us to consider changing. And then Kisa and Dennis redlined are the staple pages. So I think they're saying we should change all of that. I handed this out to you guys a month ago. I just didn't know if anyone had read through it and if we should move forward with any of it.
Do we know why they want to change it?
Well, one is talking about that they have to get a license before they'll be released. And the other one has to do with if they have rabies or are suspected of having it and quarantining and allowing them to quarantine at home. They did have a question sheet. I'll draw your attention to 4-17. The first part of that, not just...
On this one. So I have a question about this one.
Okay. 4-17M, just that first where it has the ABCs. It said if the person shall request that the city place its animal for adoption or surrendering the dog or cat, their question was, when has the city... when have we ever been involved in the surrendering of a...
We're never involved. I mean, once we drop that dog or off at the shelter, we're pretty much not. We're just a middleman for the owner and the shelter. So if they decide to surrender that animal, the only one I can think of since I've been here is when Michelle Waits was bitten by her own dog, wanted to give it up for adoption, but she was trespassed from the animal shelter. So we had to get involved more because of the trespass situation, not so much this surrendering of the dog.
I've seen this through court where it's kind of I'm not sure all the details, but okay, so you are going to have a fine of X amount every single day until you do something about this, or your other option is to surrender it, and they have surrendered it.
That's a court order. That has nothing to do with police.
Nothing to you. But she's just saying one with the city, so I would think that would be maybe one time when the city, one situation where the city could be involved with it. I just didn't know how to answer her question, and I can forward you her actual question. You can ponder it a little bit and say, yeah, we really aren't involved.
Yeah, if you could just send that to me that way.
Okay.
Because I was looking at
your question.
The proposed change in the back page, paragraph 3, it says the owner agrees to allow city personnel access to check an animal at any time. Like, we're not going to be knocking on doors to go make sure that animal is being quarantined.
Which one?
The back page on the new, it's the third paragraph down the fourth.
Yeah.
We switched. I don't know who that would be, because it's not going to be us. I mean, we never have. We give them instructions that need to be quarantined. A lot of times we will go above and beyond and look for paperwork to ensure that the dog has been properly vaccinated. But
so a month ago we kind of talked about that, and I do have that blocked out because we raised that again. It's just, one, you say nobody can have contact with this animal, and then we turn around and say, okay, city, you can go have contact. I mean, let's keep it clean. I think that was like a concession by them to say, well, we want to bring the city along with us, you know.
Okay.
Like, and we're saying, we don't want that.
Right.
Then the other thing, the animal, the very last line, the animal must be cleared by a veterinarian before release from the quarantine. What do we need? That was kind of what us to some, do we need to have proof of rabies vaccine or a vet telling us why they can't be, like they're too young to take the vaccine or they're,
right.
The animal is too young.
That's all.
But that's maybe in the red line version, because
right.
This is what they came with, and then Kisa did this red line stuff. So I guess I just asked you guys to read through it. We'll put it in ordinance form if there's,
okay.
If you're okay with the red line stuff.
I'm going to have to get my magnifying glass to read that.
So this verbiage, the yellow verbiage, is already in this red stuff.
I think so. I think you'll find that in there.
And Julie, I'm just reading the original wording and then the placing here on page one of the little changes on the license fee. I mean, are you supposed to have a license that aren't that? Did I miss something?
For a dog, yeah.
Do not have licenses?
No,
you
shit.
Don't.
Can I say that?
I don't care.
He's new, guys. He's new.
So what?
Give him a minute.
John kept your seat.
Yes, you do have to.
What about like a goldfish or a turtle?
No, dog license.
Just a dog.
Just a dog.
And then he now gets us at City Hall.
How are you doing? When did that happen?
Sorry,
40 years ago.
I was old man.
Welcome to Buffalo.
It was before I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
That's
a long time ago.
Also, all I care about is, does the kennel take the dog when I want to leave town?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they do.
Perfect.
Do you take yours to the kennel as well? Or do you private kennel?
It's a Wagon's House.
She's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love it out there.
Yeah, so am I.
They get so excited when
they're
there.
That was my only question, Julie. Just
okay.
Yeah, like
so,
I don't want to be locked into whatever it says. Somebody from the city has to go do these checks. One, do you really want to put if they are rabid? I'm not sending somebody in to get bit.
So let's look at the red line. I think there is.
Yeah.
Does it say that you have to go, or is it saying they're allowing you if you need to?
Let's put it this way. It's in there, they're going to expect it.
Gotcha.
So I'd rather not have it where, because no good deed goes unpunished, so we've done a lot that is out of what our norm is, and now it's expected that people get real pissed off.
Yes.
Sorry.
You can say whatever you want. I've been saying for years.
Any other questions on puppies and kitties?
Nope.
Major capital construction projects. Where are we at?
So, after we sent out those letters for the winter install, we kind of got a surge in calls and got quite a few scheduled again. So, they're back in town this week and next week installing meters again and working on the ones that. Have some issues as far as reading, not reading, that sort of thing. So that's ongoing. Sunset, all the main line, sidewalk, driveways, the road's open. All that's done. Everybody can get in the driveway now. And, they're finishing up landscaping, putting back together sprinklers, and there's a couple retaining walls yet that they're still working. So that's the one. Weather's cooperating. I think they'll be able to get it done. So. And then we'll still get concrete. So. And I was under the impression that they were going to be working on Main Street this week, but I think maybe they have decided to hold off on that storm drain until maybe
after the parade.
After the parade.
After.
So.
They sent a special message out that they have it fully open for the parade,
yeah.
So I figured that changed their schedule.
We scared them when they came with that. Right? We got on the phone and said, we got a parade.
I guess that's still scheduled. Then it kind of left. We're supposed to start putting the lights up today out on Cinema Drive and Flatiron. That project's supposed to start today. So that's really all I have on that.
I think he's asking for somebody to keep that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to start?
Well, I've heard it before. Subtle changes. So.
Kevin, you might have said, maybe I missed it, but what percentage of water meters are in the new set?
80%, I think, somewhere around that neighborhood.
I haven't looked.
80%+.
Is yours in?
The ones that were coming by?
Supposed to have sent a plumber like 7 months ago.
Get him on the way.
Except for yours.
Yeah.
I think they've been, well, they were there, then Jenny was there. And
you needed different sides, right? You have.
I think that's what the issue was.
I bet you needed a 1 inch. But we
have. And then we didn't have it for a while. We do now. So.
I'm not hurt.
Yeah. Oh, the bank in there? Water meters?
Yeah. Yeah, we found it. A few months. Several months.
Planning and zoning would like to talk about the capital improvement projects at their next meeting, which is December 17th at 1 o'clock. I was hoping Kevin and Jim could be there in attendance.
That makes sense. Get the planning and zoning on board.
8:30 to put anyway, I think it's wise to do so. Yeah, that's all I have on that. One other item is, a while back I told you we were going to do an auction. Well, if that went through, here's the check for what we got. It's $29,000 and change. And I think in the past what we've done with that is it just kind of goes to the equipment fund and helps with that. We're going to buy things in the future. So.
Cool.
Nice.
Good work, Kevin.
Did it bring more than what you thought?
I was pleased with how it went. For what we got rid of, yeah.
So. Did those exploders go?
Yep.
You don't ever have to see them again.
We didn't have you promote them.
We probably got more of those than we would have gotten if I would have done a trade-in, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure that's ours. So.
They were these, that model that they had.
So. That's really all I've got for somebody's got any questions.
Tell me what people will pay for dumpsters.
Yeah.
Old junk dumpsters.
And there would be expeditions.
Crazy.
But they burn their trash in it.
Yeah.
Oh. A lot of ranchers want them for.
That makes sense. Bigger than your own was. 50 gallon
shoes with them.
Yeah.
Well, around, so.
Yeah.
Basically, one engine was gone, and the other two were about to go. So.
Yeah. Anything else? Department head, legal. We'll start with you.
I don't have anything right now, so.
Have you anything? Chief Gammon?
Nothing.
Julie?
Okay, so Loves has called me. They're wanting to put their help wanted ads on our website, on the city website. I routed them to the chamber saying that maybe is a better place for the chamber to promote and encourage them to be a member of the chamber. I don't know if they are or whatever. I said I would bring it up today to you guys to get your feel. Do you want us advertising? I mean, and then we probably need to do every business.
And then we're stuck with 51 ads a month for every business in town for the next 50 years. So.
And then it's just more for me to
maintain.
I have a hard enough time keeping up with PD.
Plenty of others. Plenty of other places. Yeah.
And again, we have one retail liquor license. We have one complete application. We have another application that is in the works. Do I just advertise it? So the process is somebody makes application and we just went through the renewal, but we have to advertise that their application for 2 weeks and then it goes before council for a public hearing. Do I just take the two that I have if the other one gets complete by what day, or do I just advertise one and you guys just, you know, one at a time do this, or do you want to advertise that there's one available and we open it up to... I need some direction here.
I think you would advertise and open it up to everybody, give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
So we'll advertise for 2 weeks that there's a liquor license, a retail liquor license available, and then they need to be in by whatever day. And then we will advertise for whoever has applied, and then we'll have the public hearing, and you guys can make a decision.
Is that South Side's license?
Yes.
Can you send your applicants on?
Rosie's Americana Cafe, and then Zip Trip is coming in. They have sales tax delinquency for some reason, so they're somebody forgot to pay sales tax.
Oops.
I wonder if that happened in the switch to Maverick.
No, but this is the Cynics.
Or at least this one right here.
No.
No, it's out by McDonald's.
So doesn't Rosie's, what do they have, like a bar and grill right now?
They have a restaurant.
Okay.
I think they wanted to be able to sell package, I think. Retail's the only license you can sell package liquor.
And you can cater off of
that. And cater off it, yeah.
And they wanted it, well, the Zip Trip wants it to put in a liquor store. And Rosie's wants it so they can sell baskets with a bottle of wine in.
When we have two applicants like that, and maybe I just need to look at the application again, but what are there specific things on those applications that would help the council determine if one applicant is more suited or better suited for the license? I mean, we want those to generate as much sales as
I don't
possible.
Remember ever having a checklist or whatever.
There's stuff that they have to satisfy, like a letter of good standing with the bank. They have to show that they have, you know, whatever, they're registered with the Secretary of State, they're in good standing. There's those items, and then the renewal has some, you know, depending on what kind of license it is. But we could ask for a business plan.
I mean, I think it would be helpful. We want to put that license in the hands of whoever's going to generate the most dollars for us.
Well, I think you need to, I mean, that needs to be voiced when you make your decision, like why you are choosing one for the other. And if that helps you make a decision.
Yeah, but we would need that to see that or make the applicants aware that we want to see that before we actually make our decision.
Do you think that's the best way to go with ask for a business plan?
I suppose you could even ask for estimated sales.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, so it doesn't look like we're playing favoritism one over the other. If we have actual data or facts that we can base a decision on, it's a lot easier to defend.
Okay.
The only other time was when we had the three bar and grill, only one was up and running at that point in time, so that was easier to decide because we had the two more coming that were never picked up. But I think this is probably be one of the first times we've had a competing interest for the same license most.
Yeah, one year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Between the brewery building and Johnson again.
Yeah.
But they weren't up and running
yet. They weren't up and running yet, but
yeah.
We did a good application for, I believe it was for a similar thing though, similar business plan that they
were
working on.
Yeah, the only difference is one business was ready to roll and they weren't quite there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see some type of, if we've got a written criteria, somehow if we had that we could show them what we're basing it on just to back it up.
And Scott, does the old, what was the Maverick, that has a liquor store in there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess you don't
that's
know if you're trying to do a similar sort of thing. Or
so they have wanted a retail license for years. And I don't know how they didn't realize when, I mean, we've had throughout the years, that's how Paisanos ended up with the retail. Somebody just surrendered it, and we had a full retail, and then they jumped on it and came in. So I don't know how they didn't, they weren't watching that one.
Is it true?
Yeah.
They didn't own it for a while, if I remember right.
Okay. Because everything that they're telling, this John Fleck is telling me, is that, well, we've wanted it for 20 years, and well, how bad? But now they're anxious to do it. And then the chamber called, and they asked if we would turn the lights on at Crazy Woman Square at 4 o'clock. I don't remember the city ever turning on the lights for the chili feed, so what lights are they talking about, and who turns?
All the lights around the perimeter.
I think maybe the stage lights up there for where they're serving, I think it's...
That was never...
So the chamber books Crazy Woman Square, and don't they check out a key to... Wouldn't they have a key?
And they probably wouldn't know that because they didn't know that... What the chili feed was last year, because Amber had just joined the board, then all of a sudden was chair of the board.
But they know that they booked the square.
Well, sure. I'm just saying she might not know that that you can go in there and where the lights are at. So.
Okay. I'll follow up
that's
with
just
her
a
then.
On her.
I think it's just the stage lights they end up turning on. So it's not so dark in the serving area.
I'll follow up with her then. Then the only other thing, I don't know if we need to be in attendance. I would think not, but there is a meeting at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center on December 9th about the smart meter problems.
Be aware of that.
Keys is going.
Okay. Good.
My legal, paralegal is going.
This is the Republican group.
Thank you, Kisa, for going to that meeting. Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Councilman-elect, everything. Chief.
So last I reported, we had an applicant that came through the process, was in the beginning of the stage of the process, passed the polygraph, passed the psych. Was ready to rock and roll. He's from out of state. Fortunately, he called last week to pull his application, and I asked him why. He's young, he's mid-20s, married, two little ones, a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and came down to housing. So the money is not going to match what he needs to pay for housing. So we lost him. So we're still one down. I'll go over. We have one major case that's going on right now, and I'll get into details at council tonight. I have a preliminary hearing for that today, 2 o'clock. And other than that, we're scheduled for the parade. Just need to get the fireworks, kind of figure out if they're going to go off at 7 or 8, according to Amber. I don't know whoever talked to her. Mm-hmm. I said they're doing that tree auction first, and then going at 8, so I don't know. I guess, who do I get a hold of as far as who's responsible for the fireworks, or would they know?
Bruce Burns.
Bruce Burns are probably.
Well, just fake is probably.
Because remember last council meeting they said 7, but now that was a conflict or something. So I don't know if everybody's on the same page. So I just need to know, just so I can let.
So they're know. So they're not going to do it right after the parade, like they have historically.
Yeah, that's what was supposed to happen.
Talking to the tree people, I thought they said that they're going to have the auction after the fireworks.
Okay.
Well, that's what was on their schedule.
So yeah, Amber sent me a message last night.
They have a schedule.
Okay, so maybe there's just a miscommunication.
Can I help communicate? I mean, do you want, we could get a hold of the FFA, and then we probably need to talk to the tree. Who's organizing the tree?
It's Chet and Lisa Dixon is two of the main people.
And maybe Chet's Amber just number. Assumed it was going to be, after, it would just probably be easier after, because everybody's already there. I can just walk over, and I'm not worried about trying to keep that mass hanging around for 2 hours or an extra hour, and cars leaving and coming, then it's just probably be a little easier for crowd control. Just
right, because they're not all going to go for the triage.
Right.
Okay,
let me
just grab this number.
Perfect.
Terry?
Nothing new.
Nothing new?
Nothing new.
It's bringing in money. What kind of trouble since renewals?
We're getting renewals in, yeah. I have a mail every day.
He's famous. It's like Santa Claus. He's getting all those Christmas letters.
Councilman Edson.
I don't think I got anything else.
Magic Mike.
The only thing I had was, I think I asked Kevin to kind of do an inventory of possible state funds that we could use to do that North Berwick, based on the fact that we didn't get enough votes for it. And, you know, I assume I would like to see if we have, they always seem like they have money for something down there. And if we could get the utilities for part of it, or the, I don't know, some kind of a way of getting that done so that we don't get out of sync on.
Yeah, Mike, and I think probably what we need to do there is get it on our capital improvements plan and then decide what we actually want to do. Do we want to do the project as we bid it, or do we want to do it in, you know, start with water and sewer and do that, and then we only have to get some engineering involved to get some actual numbers of what we're looking at. So
yeah, those are things I think we should run around in our head a little bit, because it would be nice to have that done, and it would be also nice to get part of it, the utilities in, whatever's available, I guess. I, you know, we've got all this Bidenomics money down there. I hope we've got very well set it up.
Okay. Well, that's all I need to do.
Okay. Well, if you come up with anything, make sure you bring it to the council.
Yep. Was the sewer line the worst part? Of
probably the water line. It's
the water line. Shame.
I mean, they're both equally.
I just remember some sewer line issues over the years there.
But there's both. But, sewer line more to the service stuff than the main part. Water line is, you know, the main line is in bad shape. I mean, some of it's been replaced. Some of it hasn't. But, you know, and the newer stuff we wouldn't replace. But we just have to.
Gomer's fixed all the sewer lines, haven't you?
You know about two-thirds of them, probably.
Several of them.
Trees, right?
Trees.
Age.
Clay tile. Old.
Thank God I don't have a tree in mind.
Go ahead.
Vice Mayor.
Nada.
Don't really have anything. Most of the last JOCO meeting was executive session on personnel, so. Not much to talk about publicly there.
I had a request if we put a no hunting sign out at our industrial park. There's some bird hunters. Not a very safe place to hunt.
Well, I believe that it's annexed into the city. It's city property anyway. You shouldn't be hunting out there.
But fishing, but
yeah.
So I got a call on that, a couple of calls.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Well, I looked at it and I talked to Troy Tobiasen from Game and Fish. So in our city, it says on the wastewater treatment and water is absolutely no hunting on city property. But the way that that's broken up into, there's around that industrial park, there's two parcels that aren't attached to that. So I guess that's what we have to, because like technically, like, standard, like somebody could hunt that because it's not in city, technically in city limits, it's city property, but not in city limits. So Troy was like, well, there's no Game and Fish violation, you know. So then,
do they have clear easement to those parcels, or are they going through?
So, with, I mean, you would need permission from the city to like go on there. You can't just go on that property, is what I'm saying. Like, if somebody had permission, then they are legally able to hunt those two parcels that aren't attached to. According to our city policy, right? So because you can't hunt anywhere on the wastewater or on the water treatment. So, you know, without permission, yes, you cannot go there because that's not a public road. It's private property. But if you had permission, Troy was saying, yes, you could hunt it. So it's probably a good idea to have that posted just so people don't think that that's a regular road, because Game and Fish is like, well, if they have written
thing on all city properties.
Yeah.
Well, we do allow archery hunting on the golf course and on up Mentauk Trail, and there's rules. But then they have to
fill out that form at the.
They go to PD and kind of register that you're going to be hunting there. So
I think that's also different because that's registered through Game and Fish as an archery only zone. So
right.
I think that's the difference in that. Because I actually called Troy, because I know we had two calls out there, and so just trying to get that squared away. And then when I pulled it up on Onyx and saw the way that's broken down, you know, Troy's like, well, as long as they did everything right, they shot in a safe direction, they had permission, you know, they had legal tags, and so, but yeah, like, so people don't think that that road is a public road. So, like, well, you can't hunt off a public road. Well, it's not a public road, it's private property, it's not maintained, you know what I mean? It's not, so. Yeah, I guess that would probably let the two folks that were out there were lawfully, technically, by the law, they were
okay.
Yeah, so they weren't like they were trespassing.
But we've discouraged our city employees from hunting out there,
right.
So I think we should just, like...
Well, no, now I'm not even hunting there.
Yeah.
You know what, park that
out. Don't picture the brand.
The only other request I had, is there any way we can get a card for our volunteer fire department so that they are identified as first responders? There are quite a few discounts available to first responders.
Mm-hmm.
Police, it's pretty obvious when they walk in with, but I don't know if you gentlemen need a card for when they're
uniform. A lot of the different places, like GovX, for instance, a lot of these other websites out there that offer first responders, you need to show
proof.
So whether that's your ID or whatever, then yeah, just that's what you need in order to get those discounts. So
I know the county all have cards, so if we couldn't do that for our city,
like
firefighters too. And do you guys need
ID?
First responder?
EMS. They all qualify: fire, EMS,
mm-hmm.
police, and a lot of time military too. So. That's what GovX is. It's called a...
The only ID cards we had to get were the coroner's office.
Mm.
We had to go and get photo IDs for the coroner's
office. I doubt we can find out.
But I don't know how much those cost to get.
What's that, the IDs?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, just like the coroner's got the IDs through us with the ID system, I don't know if that's something you want me to reach out to Jen or and see if, whatever the cost of the card might be or something, maybe... For city personnel to come in, and you guys don't have any sort of ID at all? Anything?
Yeah, we got cards, but we don't have name. We've got a card that they're welcome to have that they carry in a wallet, show that they're a member of the fire department, but
it doesn't have their name or picture.
No, no picture. It's not a picture ID. The county fire had theirs all built. Maryland did those years before with emergency management.
Right.
And to my knowledge, it didn't charge them anything. But things have changed, so I don't know what.
I mean, I think it's a great idea. What if happens if they're responding to a call that's not, they don't make it to the van all the time? Hey, I'll meet you at the scene. They should have something if there was to be, let's say they're, I'm not saying they would, but let's say a state trooper pulled over because they're doing 3 miles over the speed limit. It'd be nice to have something to say, hey, you know, there should be some sort of identification, I think, especially when you go on to crime scenes eventually, right? Like,
well, and I wonder if, I mean, it's great to do the first responders so they can get the discounts or whatever, but maybe all, because when you travel for the city,
mm-hmm.
you have to show that
correct.
You are, if you want, that, yep, tax
mm-hmm.
exempt, it would just be nice that everybody, I have one, we created something a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
it's just a laminated card, and it actually has, like, my picture on it, and then my business card on the back side, you know,
okay.
but we could figure out something and all employees could
well,
have that, so that
talk to Jen and see what I can do about that. If it's something that we can use the card and the printer and stuff that we have there. If not, I think reaching out to Jimmy might be a good idea too.
So yeah, if he's got that, you know, that machine's there and if he's all bound on how to run,
mm-hmm.
And all the county guys had to do is just provide a picture.
Right. Yep. You just come in and get your picture taken and does it all right there. So, and then, like, yeah, not just for the discount, but just for those other reasons, I think it's important.
I think there's lots of reasons.
Yeah, to have a, you know, identification of a picture on it. For sure. Especially these days. As a matter of fact, the school, John Zane from the schools came over to me yesterday. He found a machine online that he ordered, because what it does is, like, so our clamshell cards, like our white cards, it gets us into the station and the schools and whatnot. There's a machine out there that if you have that card, it'll clone the card on the machine. And then they have the card number, your name, then they can walk up to that machine, hit the magnetic strip, and it opens up the doors. So the concern is if a teacher leaves a card, or it's a little more secure for us because we'd have to lose our card for it to happen. But there's technology out there that can read that card, and they can get access into the courts, into the schools, into the police station if they had access. So I think in this day and age, I mean, the more secure we are with identification and whatnot, the better off we are. So
I can find out from Carrie who did the Buffalo Eagles one.
Pretty sure that was Jim. What was that for when you guys came over? Is that 3M? Just corner? That was it?
Yeah, that one for sure.
Wire.
But Buffalo EMS had some cards made, and I don't remember where.
Yeah, I think we can do it, or Jimmy can do it. I think it's a good idea to have some photo ID.
Yeah, take everybody's picture, send it off to a company, and then they mail them out.
Right. That probably costs, so we can get it where we post.
I was thinking these were like $5 a piece.
I think it would be worth it.
Sure. Security, for sure.
We'll leave that up to you.
Got it. I will look into that as soon as I get back.
Anything else? Councilman? Announcement. City offices closed December 24th in the afternoon. December 25th and January 1st. Next department head meeting is January 7th. Anything else?
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.